Well, I'd say the thing that identifies people from the countries of former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe is a great hospitality. There's a tradition among Slavic peoples particularly that you really look after guests and you invite them to your home and you put them up for the night. And it's a really warming and very satisfying region to work in, I would say. There's certainly a big contrast between the way that business was done in these regions in the 1990s when the system demanded full employment for everybody. So there were a lot of people who really didn't have very much to do. And it wasn't unusual to walk through down a corridor and see people sitting really twiddling a pencil and scratching their head and looking out the window. That's changed dramatically over the last 10 years and people have really got to tackle the whole work ethic. And in fact, I would say in certain countries, people are working at least as long hours as in the UK. And in some cases, they're pressurized into working even longer hours. In terms of business culture, I think the system is still changing. I think as the number of people who speak English increases and they absorb much more of foreign culture, I think the system is changing. They're really adapting to and adopting the systems that we follow. But I have to mention the drinking culture, which is still very much alive and kicking in these territories. The celebration of a deal with a couple of glasses, not unlike the UK in some ways, but certainly sometimes lives up to its reputation. I think at the beginning of the time I spent over there, I went straight in and joined them and was as good as anybody that I was working with and felt that it was actually a mark of respect for the business culture to behave in exactly the way that people behaved themselves, even if that did mean the odd morning when it was sort of quite difficult to get out of bed. But that was all for the good of the cause, I guess. Again, this culture of drink and work has changed dramatically as people over the years realise they can't really do the job properly if they're getting up very late in the morning and nursing a terrible hangover. They boast that vodka doesn't give any hangovers, but it certainly slows down the speed at which the brain works, that's for sure. I would certainly differentiate between Russia and Ukraine on the one hand and the countries of Eastern Europe on the other hand when making a judgment about the importance of speaking local languages. In Eastern Europe, it's now true that you can do business without knowing any of the local languages. English really is the language of business in those territories. But in Russia and Ukraine, well, there's a very simple fact that if you want to travel around the underground in Moscow, you have to be able to read the signs for the metro before you go into the underground. And unfortunately, all the metro maps above ground are in Russian only. It's only when you actually get on the train that you find there are English subtitles, let's say, for the metro stations. So you only know that you're lost once you're actually lost. So I would say Russia has still got quite a distance to go to make it suitable for people who don't speak or read any language at all. The alternative is to spend an awful lot of money on an interpreter, and then the difficulty is you're not entirely sure that the interpreter has properly translated the context and the subject matter.